It's an unbelievable story. At the beginning of the 20th century, thinking about 1907, 1908, there was a war between Russia and Japan. And sadly enough, so many young Jewish people were drafted. And they all came to the Sfas Emes, to the Heilige Sfas Emes, the deepest, deepest, deepest of the deep, and asking for his blessing. And he blessed everyone that the miracle should happen, they should not have to go to the war. There was one young man, so able, so gentle, and so holy. Really, he was not fit to be a soldier. And the Sfas Emes says to him, "Wait a minute." Goes into his room, comes back with a book, with a little manual, how to do circumcisions, to be a bris, how to make a bris. And he says to him, "Here, learn how to make a bris, and I bless you. Bless you, even when you go to the army, you should come back with shalom, peacefully and with joy." And he begins crying to his Rebbe, "Please bless me, I shouldn't have to go to the war." But Sfas Emes, somebody talking to somebody else, he's drafted, and he goes to basic training, and without saying anything bad, all those Russian and Polish peasants, without saying anything bad, they're so dirty. And this officer is so ashamed of them, they don't shine their shoes, they don't take care of their rifles. And then suddenly there is, like a general comes to look at the basic training, the soldiers, the new soldiers, and this officer tells them, "I tell you the truth, I'm not so proud of all the other soldiers, but there's one Jew here. He's very clean, he looks very beautiful." So he's introduced to the general. The general says, "I want to talk to your private." Takes him to his office, takes a pistol in his hand, and he says, "Is it true that you only eat kosher food?" He says, "Yes." He holds a pistol to his heart and he says, "Hey, you're the soldier of the Tsar of Russia, and the Tsar doesn't want you to be hungry. The Tsar wants you to eat all the food you can get your hands on. So I order you to eat trefe food." He says, "I'm sorry. I'm a servant of God, not of the Russian Tsar." Walks up and down in his room, then he comes up to him again and he says, "I heard you keep Shabbos. Is it true?" He says, "Yes." "Is he crazy?" he says. "You're a soldier in the army of the Russian Tsar. You keep Shabbos. The Tsar needs you to work every day." And Mamash, this young man, knew this is the test of his life. He said, "I'm sorry. I'm a servant of God." He's holding the pistol against his heart. Suddenly he smiles and puts down the pistol and he says to him, "Listen to me. Nobody knows, but I'm Jewish. My wife just had a baby. I need a moel. I'm not religious, but one thing I know. A moel has to keep Shabbos and eat kosher food. So I just wanted to test you. If you really eat kosher, if you really keep Shabbos. But now that I see that you do, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'll sign you out from here. And I say, I need you to take you with me. And after you do the bris, after you circumcise my baby, I will give you civilian garments and you can just run home." Suddenly he remembered, "I don't even know how to make a bris." Gival, gival, the head gets for sentence. He gave him a book, how to do it. You know, friends, those rabbis, what eyes they have, what hearts they have, such a privilege to know. Shabbos, good Shabbos.